I just need to wait until I have the warrant for your arrest. And it won't be long now. You can be certain of that.
The next day, when Phileas Fogg woke up, he was a little surprised to see that Passepartout was not there. He packed the suitcases himself and paid the hotel bill. Then he went straight to the port with Mrs. Aouda. But Passepartout was not there.
How strange,
thought Phileas Fogg. But he showed no surprise to find that the Carnatic was not at the port. In fact, he did not seem worried about the departure of the ship or his manservant. Instead, he went to speak to the captains of the different boats in the port. Inspector Fix, who was waiting for Phileas Fogg, followed behind. The Carnatic was on its way to Yokohama. What was Phileas Fogg's new plan? Fix saw him pay the captain of a small ship, who agreed to leave immediately.
Oh, no,
thought Inspector Fix.
He always thinks of something. That thief! He can't escape. Not now.
Fix was very angry and upset. He walked up and down near the ship until Phileas Fogg noticed the poor man.
Are you looking for a ship too, my good man?
He asked.
We're going to Japan. If that's the direction you're going in, you're welcome to come with us.
Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. My ship left early and I'm in a terrible situation. In fact, I was just thinking about how I could find another ship to take me to Yokohama,
replied Inspector Fix. He was amazed at his good luck, but he was worried that things were not going exactly as he planned. He was determined to catch his thief.
I'll have to follow Fogg around the world if that's the only way I can catch him,
he thought.